This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, rocking and rolling here on a Tuesday morning. Sal Capaccio with you. I am live at Niagara Falls Country Club. Today is the media day for the Porter Cup, and the Porter Cup is an amazing event that's held every year here in Western New York, up here in Niagara Falls at Niagara Falls Country Club, and it is the top amateur, you know, event, arguably the top amateur event in the country when it comes to golf, which is pretty amazing. So it's a good day to come out here, and there'll be a press conference out here highlighting the players in this year's event. And then a bunch of us in the media get to go out and play the course. So, you know, we take advantage of that. But, man, it is cool to learn the history of it. We're going to have Marty Schimmel on in a little while when he gets a moment to kind of fill us in a little bit more. Brian Colzio is going to join me in the next hour. We'll talk with him as well. He's been up here covering this event for many years and playing up here. It's great. And, I mean, right now they put me in a room where I am overlooking Niagara on the lake, I believe. And then if you really, on a good day, and I think I'm trying to see if I can see it today. I think I can a little bit. You can see Toronto. I can actually see Toronto from this hillside where we're on. And when you come up the mountain road there off the 190 and you're getting up into Lewiston, you see Niagara Falls Country Club on your right-hand side. That's like a really high space. And then you overlook, like I said, Niagara on the lake. You see the river, and then you can see Toronto on a clear day. And I can see it right now. Actually, there it is. I see it. I was there yesterday. And I even see Rogers Center. You know what? And that's where my Yankees took one on the chin last week for sure. Rogers Center. And now the Blue Jays are in first place. We're going to talk with Sal Marinaccio at 10:30. Our weekly visit with Sal Marinaccio. Talk a little bit of Yankees, a little bit of baseball. It's that time of year. You got the All-Star game coming up. And, of course, the Porter Cup. So we'll get to that in just a moment. This is my, I think, last Extra Point show for a little while, because tomorrow is Italy Travel Day. So I will be heading out to Italy tomorrow. You know, hey, if you didn't jump on board, maybe, you know, next time there's something going on like that, you'll want to do it, and you should, because this is the trip that we've been publicizing here on WGR about 6 months ago. You kept hearing go to Italy with Sal Capaccio, and then heard me do some, you know, reads for it and things like that, and all the different places we're going, starting out in Rome, Perugia, Florence, which I've never been to. I've been to Italy a few times, Tuscany, Umbria, Venice, and then an overnight stay in Lake Como. And that's going to be amazing. And we have lots of people listening right now who are joining us and going. Got to meet a bunch of those people last week at a little pre-trip event that we were in a conference room and at Odyssey, and said, hey, let's kind of talk about the itinerary, what you need, what you don't need, go around the table, and got to meet some fabulous people. And I'll be spending more time with these people, but We're all going to be going over there together. And then in each city, there's all different things that are set up and we have time on our own. And there's times where there's a, hey, we're as a group, you know, they got us booked here to go to see something cool like the Vatican. Obviously, I've never been to the Vatican. So I get a chance to do that coming up this week. It's actually going to happen, I think, on Thursday this week. Also going to go to the Colosseum. That'll be great. And I've never been, like I said, to Florence, Lake Como. Heard it's amazing. But anyway, then when I get back, I'll have it'll be about a week and a half. And then it'll be 2 days of me talking to you before training camp begins. And then Bills training camp begins on Wednesday, July 23rd, over and up at St. John Fisher University in Rochester. And it is coming fast, folks. It is coming absolutely fast, training camp. So I'll be on here. So today's my last day for a while, going to Italy. And then you'll hear me for a couple of days before training camp. And then you'll hear me at training camp. And joining the guys. And we're going to have coverage for you, of course, all training camp long. And it's going to be great here on WGR Sports Radio 550. So make sure you're dialed in for all of that. I know the guys this morning, Jeremy and Joe, were talking a little about the James Cook situation. And what's that going to look like? Speaking of Toronto, I'm looking out and I'm watching Toronto now. I got a chance yesterday to play golf at Oakdale Country Club, which is where the Canadian Open has been held many times. Remember when Nick Taylor, I believe his name is, the Canadian who hit the 64, 67-foot putt a couple years ago? And as I've referenced here in the show before, Zach Hyman, who plays for the Edmonton Oilers, is actually from Toronto. He's a really big Bills fan. So over the years, I've just kind of run in the same circles with some people. I've gotten to know Zach and his family, and they've invited me up to play in his charity golf event. And went up again this year. That was yesterday. That's why I wasn't on yesterday. It was amazing. Went up to Oakdale and played there. Anyway, it was really cool. Elliot Friedman actually is there, and he runs a panel. You know, Elliot Friedman, who's, you know, the insider, TSN, and NHL Network. And, you know, he does a lot of different things. He's like kind of the Adam Schefter of the NHL. And Elliot actually was running a panel where they would bring people up on stage who are in the media who are part of this event. And there were several people from TSN who were there, and myself and a couple others. I got to play with Carlo Colaiacovo yesterday, former Sabre, and got to play with Jay McKee. Jay McKee, former Sabre, obviously, head coach now of the Brantford Bulldogs. The team, the Brantford Bulldogs, is owned by Zach Hyman and his family. And Jay McKee is their head coach right now. And Jay is obviously still dialed into Western New York, lives here in Western New York, has kids here in Western, live here in Western New York. So, you know, we had a good time talking. But what's really amazing is when you get to an event like this is how many people come up to me and say, hey, what about the Bills this year? What about the Bills this year? And there's just so many Bills fans who want to talk Bills football, who are ready for the season, and you get them. And, you know, you can go anywhere. I'm going to be going to Italy this week, as I said, and I'm going to be seeing, like, people there. Oh, my God, the Bills. They'll be asking about them. I mean, there's Bills backers places in Italy. I've been to one. I went to one in Milan. I've been communicating with a couple of the people who are at Bills backers in Italy now. Like, hey, where are you going to be? When are you going to be there? So you go up to Toronto, and you're there with all these hockey players. Yes, Connor McDavid did show up yesterday. He was only there for a little while. And then, you know, he had to leave, but he was there for a little while. But a lot of people, they come up. And, you know, they're there. They're in Toronto. They live there. And these hockey players. So Zach is a big Bills fan. And then Connor Brown, who I believe just signed with the New Jersey Devils, he told me he's a Bills fan. I had no idea. Like, there's so many of these guys. But, hey, that's what happens when you grow up in Southern Ontario. But I guess the point I'm making is how many people really are dialed in and want to know about the Bills and what's going on. And I know Jeremy and Joe were talking a little bit this morning about the James Cook situation. And really, that was the number one question that I kept getting. Hey, what's going to happen with Cook? Is he showing up? Folks, what I can tell you is if James Cook doesn't show up to training camp, he's going to be fined a lot of money. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, he, as he said, I like my money, which is why he came to mandatory minicamp. I don't think he wants that to happen. I think the question from my end from James Cook is when he gets to training camp, what does that look like? Meaning, you know, does he actually do everything? Does he participate in all the drills? Is it a hold-in situation? I don't think it's a holdout, but you never know. Maybe we get there on July 23rd, the first practice, and there's no James Cook on the field. That could happen. We don't know. That's kind of the mystery of what's happening. It's kind of really the only big storyline, if you will, heading into Bills training camp, other than a couple position battles and, you know, what's going on with the team overall, big picture, and where they are right now in their timeline of things. But when we get to training camp, July 23rd, is James Cook going to be there? And I think he will be. But we'll see. Maybe he decides
That's not what he wants to do. He wants to make a statement. And let's remember that Hard Knocks is going to be there. So Hard Knocks is going to be there. And if James Cook wants to make a statement, this could go one of two ways, right? This could go the way of, okay, Hard Knocks is there and he's showing everybody what he wants and he's playing hardball with him and his agent. And, you know, it becomes a big storyline from the standpoint of, okay, yeah, he's really making a statement and go James Cook. And you're going to have people who think that way. You could also have the other way, which is people saying, wait a minute, like Hard Knocks is there. You're watching it from afar, and it's not a good look for him that he either, you know, whatever, doesn't show up. That wouldn't be a really big story. But what if he's a hold-in and he doesn't practice? Then it becomes, you know, a much different story. I think it's I guess the way I would say it is it's a much bigger story this year if that happens than pretty much any other year. Because Hard Knocks is there. That's the way I look at it. Because Hard Knocks is there, it is a story that becomes more national for people. And normally it would be basically, okay, because Hard Knocks, you know, isn't there, because the Bills aren't going to be, you know, Hard Knocks all the time, it's just more of a local story. Speaking of local, today we are here at the Porter Cup at Niagara Falls Country Club, and it's going to be a fantastic event. It runs starting 8 days from now, July 16th through 19th, and I am sitting here at a very nice room. It's a great space up here, and Marty Schimmel is going to be joining me here, and Marty's been a part of this executive committee for a long time, and I appreciate you joining me to tell us everybody a little bit more about the Porter Cup and what we expect this year. What is your official title these days over here?
The official title is Tournament Director, Sal.
All right, Tournament Director. So you are the guy who kind of knows all the ins and outs about this. So before we get to this year, can you just give a brief history about the Porter Cup and why it's here? This great amateur event that so many incredible amateurs have played in that are now professionals, they've won majors, some of the best golfers in the world. They've come right here to Niagara Falls Country Club. How did this all happen?
Well, this is our 66th event for the men and 12 for the women, but it happened back in 1959. Alex Porter was a local person, official in the area, decided to get it. Back at that time, it was mostly a local event. Ward Wetlaufer and John Konsek. Ward Wetlaufer won, I think, the second one. He represented the CCB, Country Club of Buffalo. And as we progressed, we started expanding, and getting out a little more regionally than nationally to build what get to where it came today, when we've had 68 major winners have appeared here at the Porter Cup, 92 or 93 PGA stars, PGA/Live, have appeared here at the Porter Cup, and I believe 11 or 12 LPGA or Epsom Cup on the women's side have appeared here. So we've had a very, very rich history here at Niagara Falls Country Club.
And obviously, it's just kind of grown over the years. Some of the names that have come through here, give people a sense of some of these names that you've seen come through here over those years.
I think everybody knows Tiger was here, had his hole in one on number 12 back in 94. We've had Phil Mickelson was here. We've had Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, a literal who's who of the PGA Tour. Denny McCarthy, this is the 10-year anniversary of Denny McCarthy's win. He's doing pretty well on the PGA Tour. Billy Horschel was here three times. I want to mention, we can't mention Porter Cup history without talking about arguably one of the best amateur golfers ever, Jay Siegel. Jay Siegel won the Porter Cup three times. And you'll be at media today. We're going to have a nice feature on him in our program. He won the Porter Cup three times. He's considered, other than Bobby Jones, probably the best amateur golfer in history. And he played here several times. He won it three times, only person to win it three times. So we're going to kind of honor him a little bit this year with in our program because this year is the 50th anniversary of his first Porter Cup win. So
you say – here's a player that played three times. Eventually, these guys go on and they go on to the PGA Tour. So what qualifies you to be at this tournament, and then how do you kind of progress and say, okay, you're no longer a part of this tournament?
Well, it's an invitational. So a guy like Jay Siegel remained an amateur his whole career. So right toward the end of his, when he turned over 50, I believe he went on the senior tour a little bit, but he did quite well in the insurance business, I believe it was. So he was a lifetime amateur. He loved coming back here. But when we invite, there's several criteria. We certainly reach out to coaches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We keep an eye. We're always, this has become, Sal, a 12-month job. We're checking out tournaments. We're checking out college events and talking with college coaches. We look at world golf rankings. And you know what? We also look at the individual. I mean, if we like good, you know, good kids to come here, you know. So there's a variety of you know, things we do to judge, you know, who comes back and who doesn't.
Marty Schimmel, director of the Porter Cup, tournament director, joining me here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. And Niagara Falls Country Club is going to be absolutely beautiful today. Hopefully beautiful next week. Looks like we have good weather on hand. And obviously people coming from all over the world, not just the country, to participate in this event.
We've got nine countries represented this year.
Wow.
So that's kind of cool. We've got nine countries. We've got five brother-sister combinations. Sister will be playing in the women's, brother will be playing in the men's. So that's kind of a unique aspect of our tournament. And Saturday, we're doing something for the first time. We're going to have a open qualifier for members only, and we're going to take the top finisher, and he'll have the last spot in the tournament. So, which is kind of a cool thing,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. That's a pretty cool deal. You said it's a 12-month a year job. What I'm always impressed with, and every year you guys, you know, have us up here for the media to talk about it, and really blows my mind, the community support that goes into this. It's not just the members here. It's not just the people here. It's Niagara Falls community. It's the people who live around here. You know, when the when Oak Hill hosted the PGA a couple of years ago, and you saw a lot of those players came in, they would live with people in their houses and their families. It's no different here. That's what everybody has to do, right?
We do the same thing. Special thanks to our members, our volunteers, our board of governors, our members who opened, some of which opened their homes. Dina and Jack Armstrong have been housing forever, and they usually take two or three. You know, whenever there's a late, you know, we kind of take advantage of it. It's always if we got to squeeze somebody in. Well, Dina will take them. So, but they've been housing for a long time, and you develop long term relationships with these guys, and you know, that as they go out on the tour and what have you. So there's a lot of nice stories about some of the players that housed here over the years.
And then, of course, even though it's worldwide, you always have some local connections here at the Porter Cup. Is this year no different?
This year's no different. We're going to have a local contingent on the ladies' side. We've got, locally for the ladies, we've got Rosalie D'Annunzio, formerly of Clarence, Indiana State University, Gwen Yarnell of East Aurora, Victoria Leach from Clarence, first time Natalie Wasik out of Lockport. She plays out of Park. She plays out of Lockport, but she practices at Park. She'll be here on the ladies' side, and on our men's side, We have our club champ, Rocco Randazzo, who will be participating. And we invited the winner and the runner-up of the Junior Masters, Tanner Latour, who's not local, but Jack Thibault, will be here. He finished second. And Billy Haynes is coming back, so we certainly look forward to having Billy here. He's just a great representative of our tournament. So,
and then not just local, but tell us a little bit more about this year's field, what you can fill us in on. People come out here and, you know, who they're going to see, what they're going to see.
Well, what they're going to see is they're going to see probably, arguably, one of the best local players ever to come out of Western New York, because Anthony DeLisanti has committed to playing this year. So you heard it first on Extra Point.
All right, there we go. I love it. Anthony DeLisanti, tell us a little bit about him.
Anthony is really an outstanding young man. Not only is he an outstanding golfer, he's an outstanding young man. He reached out a while ago. His schedule, early June. His schedule is a little different this year. He has withdrawn from another event, and he's playing to play in ours, and he's also playing in a Korn Ferry event the following week. So he's looking towards Q School and PGA tournament career, and it's going to be great to have him out here one last time. A lot of local people will get to see Anthony again coming out here.
All right, so people listening right now, they're like, hey, this is a cool event. I'm looking for something to do with me and my family. It's the middle of summer. Well, how do you take advantage of that? How do you come out here? Tickets? How does all that work?
Well, there's no admission, so that's nice. There's no admission, so come on out. We're going to be going out every tee times will be around 7:30 Wednesday through Friday, unless a change. We'll get a change out there. If we did get a change out there, we might go earlier one day in the event of weather or something, but... the admission's free. It's a really nice way to spend the day. There's concessions out here. There's food and, get to walk the really nice golf course and see some really, really good amateur golfers.
Absolutely. Tell everybody where this is, where you're coming from. I was just giving the landscape view of overlooking Niagara on the lake, which is amazing. And I do see Toronto over there, which is incredible from this spot.
That's one of the nicest things here. This has got to be one of the best views in Western New York. You know, on a very clear day, you can actually tell if the Sky Dome is open or closed. So, we're right here, right on, right as you get off the thruway, you're about a half a mile away, and you'll make a left and you'll see the golf course, and there'll be signs up directing people in. But we're here, we're excited and looking forward to a big local contingent Wednesday through Saturday.
And then real quickly, online, portercup.com, right? Portercup.com is where they go?
Portercup.com for all tee times and information.
Marty Schimmel, thank you so much. Always appreciate your hospitality and graciousness to not only have us up here for the media, but to join me as well.
And go easy on those tee to green guys out here today on the golf course today.
We'll try. I'm playing with Brian. And I'm telling you, Brian is an incredible amateur golfer, right? I mean, I always tell the story. I've never played with Brian Kozio when he has shot over 80. He says, Sal, you're my good luck charm. I've definitely shot over 80. I'm like, you've never done it next to me. So he makes me feel so bad. And I'm not a great golfer anyway, but playing with him, it is a little different. You watch some of these people when they hit the ball. I was up yesterday, like I said, playing in the Zach Hyman charity event. And some of these hockey players that you watch, these professional hockey players, and they just bomb the ball down there.
Well, speaking of hockey, we've got coming back is current NHL referee Garrett Rank is coming back. Garrett's a little older. He still kept a really good amateur ranking, and I think he wants to see how he can mix it up with some of these young kids. But he's currently NHL ref, and he's back after, I think, a two-year hiatus. Okay. So looking forward to welcoming him back as well.
Marty, thank you once again. Really appreciate it. You got it. That is Marty Schimmel. He is the director of the Porter Cup. And you can, again, go online. PorterCup.com is the place. You can find everything about the history, the men's, the women's, everything that's happening July 16th through 19th next week. Again, as Marty said, no admission. Come on up. You're going to see some of the fabulous golfers, some of the best amateur golfers in the world right here at the Porter Cup at Niagara Falls Country Club. I mean, some of the names that have been around. Check this out. Ricky Fowler, Wyndham Clark, Tiger Woods, as he said. Brooks Koepka, Phil Mickelson, Max Homa. I mean, come on. Think about some of these guys, Justin Thomas, who've all been over here. And some of the best amateur women in the world as well, right here at the Porter Cup. Hey, if you want to jump on board here, you want to talk about anything dealing with what's going on with training camp, with the Bills coming up, and of course, we still have the Bo Byram situation as well. 803-0550. I tell you, this morning, I got a... So I have my... I have my my alerts. Like when I get a text, whether it's from my wife or a friend or anybody out there, right? It's just the same alert that I get all the time. And but if I get an alert from the Bills or Sabres, like a PR alert, I have it set to a different sound. That way, if I'm in another room or something and my phone goes off and I'm like, wait a minute, that's a Bills or Sabres. Bam, I got to go over there and check it out. I got that this morning. I'm like, oh, there's a Bills or Sabres. Something's going on. And I'm thinking, did they trade Bo Byram? No, it's actually for a Alex Lyon conference call, which is fine. Alex Lyon is going to be talking to the media, a Zoom call today, later today. So, you know, that'll be happening later today. Alex Lyon, the goaltender that the Sabres had signed. And but I thought for a minute there when I heard that, I'm like, oh, my gosh, did something happen with Bo Byram? Was not the case. 803-0550. Maybe it is the case today. Who knows? It was July 5th of last year when the Sabres traded for Ryan McLeod, Matthew Savoy for Ryan McLeod. It's been announced and it's been reported the Sabres are going to arbitration with Bo Byram, which basically makes he disqualifies him from getting an offer sheet from another team. What does that mean? Does it mean that the Sabres are just guarding against not getting an offer sheet because they want to trade him, because they can still trade him, but going to arbitration is what's going to happen there. All right. A little bit of baseball talk as well, because we always get with our buddy Sal Marano once a week here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. A couple of Sal's coming your way. And man, I know he is not feeling good about his Yankees. Neither am I. I am actually overlooking, and I can see, as Marty said, you could see when Skydome/Rogers Center is open or closed. I can't tell if it's open or closed right now, but I can see it over there. And that's where the first place Blue Jays reside. And they are just taking it to everybody they play, not just the Yankees. We're going to get with Sal Marano. We've got Brian Colzio coming up next hour. You never know who's going to drop in. A lot of media will be hanging out here today at the Porter Cup Media Day. So we'll be talking everything that's on your mind today at 803-0550. That's Getting Connected with Our Fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. In the meantime, Sal Marano from the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle up next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.